Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our podcast, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Domestic violence, the most pervasive violence. Domestic violence is an age-long phenomenon that has persisted worldwide. Yet, it has not received the attention required to change the statistics significantly. Data shows that in the United States, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men have experienced domestic violence. However, now, there is a newfound public commitment to eradicating it. A growing movement is rising to challenge the notion that it's an inevitable part of family life. As a group of speakers gathered to discuss legislative efforts, judicial reforms, and grassroots mobilization through survivors, social media campaigns as measures toward ending domestic violence. Today, a growing movement to break that mindset is emerging even as data reveals that 1 out of 3 women and 1 in 6 men in the U.S. have experienced it at some point in their lifetimes. Author, essayist, and feminist Angela Davis speaks on the issue.
The first question that was tackled was the question of silence. How we're talking about a form of violence that has been in most human societies for hundreds of years. And we also learn how to hide it. Because somehow it's represented as the problem of the survivor. I wanted us to have a sense of how long it often takes for these ideas to make a difference. And of course, we want to see immediate change. And as a matter of fact, this is the most widespread pandemic form of violence in the world. And with all of the actions that have happened, with all of the, domestic violence centers and rape crisis centers and so forth, the actual incidence of violence has not changed very much.
Research shows that over 10% of a sample of 231 women killed by their intimate male partners had a restraining order against them. 1/5 of the female intimate partner violence victims with a restraining order are murdered within 2 days, and 1/3 within a month. Observers noticed a trend showing an urgent need for reform in the family court system to protect survivors and their children better. The founder of One Mom's Battle, Tina Swithin, who is a survivor and advocate, shared a harrowing personal journey through domestic violence and post-separation abuse within the family court system.
Family court is the wild, wild west. You can place the same case in front of 5 different professionals or 5 different judges, and you will have 5 different outcomes. This has to change. There is no regulation, no consistency, no oversight, no accountability, but these are children's lives and these children are the future. It is common sense to err on the side of caution when child safety is in question, but that's not what's happening in family court. And it was during our final custody hearing, the judge called my ex-husband a sociopath twice and prohibited him from any further contact with the girls. But it took 6 years for them to understand and recognize how abusive he was. That is 1/3 of my daughter's childhood. 6 solid years of abuse and trauma that we will be unpacking for a lifetime.
The role of the media in addressing domestic violence. The role of the media in exposing domestic violence issues is salient. Vijay Sundaram, a reporter and Narika co-founder, shared a story of Miriam trapped in an abusive arranged marriage. Miriam's husband exploited her and others by making adult films at home. She narrated how the media brought attention to the injustice and the use of coercive force, revealing the husband's deceit about his circumstances and Miriam's escape from a threatening situation. Intimate partner violence is a serious public health problem that affects millions of Americans. Intimate partner violence, also known as domestic violence, is abuse or aggression that occurs in a romantic relationship. An intimate partner can be a current or former spouse or a dating partner. It can occur among heterosexual or same-sex couples and does not require sexual intimacy. It might happen one time or many times over a period of years.
Do you need help? Know someone who does? The New York State Domestic and Sexual Violence Hotline can give you information on resources in your community. Call 1-800-942-6906. That's 1-800-942-6906. Domestic violence is prevalent amongst immigrants. If you need an immigration consultation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us to schedule a free confidential consultation.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.